From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Afghanistan, an explosion has been reported at the Northgate Hotel in Kabul, a hotel for foreign contractors. Taliban claims it set off a truck bomb inside the complex. The assault, lasting several hours, is now over. AFP reports three Taliban and one policeman were killed, several others wounded. No one at the hotel is among the dead or wounded. U.S.-backed forces have driven Islamic State extremists from 70% of the besieged city of Manbij near the Turkish border. Ohio State University Middle East scholar Alam Payan tells VOA Manbij is one of the more important pieces of real estate in Syria's civil war.
I think any place that which is resupplying either men or equipment, and if that is really prevented, so that's a great success in the part of those that who are fighting against terrorism. So any interruption for either the personnel or the vehicles or equipment or supplies, so it's a successful operation.
Meantime, the Syrian government says it's ready to resume United Nations-sponsored peace talks with the opposition in Geneva at the end of August, without preconditions and without any external interference. Tens of thousands of opposition supporters rallied Sunday in the Congolese capital, Kinshasa, demanding that President Joseph Kabila step down when his second term ends in December. They heard from 83-year-old coalition leader Etienne Tshisekedi, who returned to the Democratic Republic of Congo last week after 2 years in Belgium for medical treatment. Tshisekedi told the crowd, if Mr. Kabila hangs on to power, it would be high treason. This is VOA News. Turkish forces detained nine soldiers early today who are suspected of attacking a hotel where President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was staying during an attempted coup in mid-July. Meantime, Turkey has intensified its crackdown on officials who allegedly played a role in the failed coup by dismissing an additional 1,400 military personnel. Indiana University scholar Abdulkader Sino tells VOA the expansion of the crackdown was to be expected.
The coup did take place with some within the military, even though it did not include all of the officers and many of the military resisted it. And so this is an opportunity for Erdogan, who has been at odds with the military broadly in the past, to finally bring it under his control.
More than 50,000 people in Turkey have now lost their jobs across the country, and more than 18,000 have been detained, all for their alleged connection or support of Fethullah Gulen, a Muslim cleric who lives in the United States that Erdogan has blamed for the coup attempt. Gulen is an Erdogan opponent, but has denied any connection to the upheaval. Yemen's internationally recognized government has agreed to extend UN-sponsored peace talks with the Houthi rebels in Kuwait for another week, amid reports the government was about to leave the talks. The decision by President Abu Rabo Mansour Hadi followed proposals by the UN envoy Ul Sheikh Ahmed for rebels to pull out of cities, including the capital Sana'a, and hand over weapons within 45 days that they have taken from army depots. The rebels have reportedly rejected this as a non-starter, but will remain in Kuwait for 1 week. 16-month conflict has left more than 6,400 people dead, millions displaced. Pope Francis spoke to hundreds of thousands of pilgrims on Sunday in Krakow, Poland, before returning to the Vatican. He condemned what he called the devastating wave of terrorism and the effects of war.
Affinché una volta per tutte possiamo capire che niente giustifica il sangue di un fratello.
The Pope said, once and for all, may we realize that nothing justifies the shedding of a brother or sister's blood, that nothing more precious than the person next to us. Pope Francis addressed the congregants who had traveled from all over the world on the last day of his 5-day visit to Poland. For more on this story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.